You've spent so much time building something that you're proud of, that's actually generating revenue, that takes care of you and the ones you love. So what is the biggest threat to this entire system you've created? Believe it or not, it's you. And that's going to be our topic on this episode of Goldmine Radio. Hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Goldmine Radio. This is Dante Ormsby. Today, we're going to be talking about your business is G.I. Joe and you are Cobra. Now, when I was a kid growing up in the 80s, G.I. Joe was the best cartoon/toy series available to kids like myself. Even better than Transformers or Thundercats. It had everything. The cartoons had action and drama and interesting characters and even morals at the end. And the toys provided for hours upon hours of fun. I would rush home after school and tune in just to see what the latest episodes were. And I'm sure I saw every single one of them at least 10 times. Now, every great hero series needs a villain. And in G.I. Joe, the villain was Cobra, a ruthless terrorist organization determined on destroying the world. And it was obviously the plot of every show for G.I. Joe to figure out how to stop this threat. Now, as I've gotten older and I've developed a business for myself, and my job is to consult and help other businesses find their own way, there is one consistent thing I have seen with all the clients that I was not able to help. And that was they were the Cobra to their business. I mean, literally, they were the number one threat that was always in the way to success. Specifically, and I won't mention specific names here, obviously, but I was helping a carpet cleaner. When I first met this carpet cleaner, they were doing, you know, I think something like $10,000 a year in yellow book ads. This is when phone books were still, you know, they were dying off, but people were still using them. And the business owner wanted to do something different. And I came through the door and I said, hey, I think I can help you. And I implemented the system, the same systems I talk about here on Goldmine Radio, the same systems I've used in my other companies. And within 3 months, we were seeing significant results. I mean, this carpet cleaner was making money off of his website. And within a year, he had completely weaned himself off of yellow book and phone book ads completely. It was a great success story. And we worked together for several years after that. But there was always this constant tension between the two of us, because what would happen is I would develop a technique or a tactic that would pull in customers. Customers that were not there before, right? And then the business owner would see the success and then try and add a little bit of himself to it. He was like, yeah, that's great, but could we add this question to the web form? Or, you know, I was thinking that maybe we could switch out the picture from the carpet cleaning van to a picture of me and my family so they can see that it's a family-owned business, you know, that kind of thing. And I would always push back and say, look, this is working. You know, these are customers who weren't here in front of you calling you before, and now they're hitting you up asking you to come through so they can hand you money. Let's not mess with what's already working. But the problem was, and this has been a constant with almost every business I was not ultimately able to have a long-standing relationship with, and it's the number one reason why businesses tend to be their own Cobra. Business owners need to see themselves way too much. It's a pride thing, right? You know, they see success happening. They see good things happening, but it's happening because of the consultant. It's happening because of the external force that they hired, which is ultimately what the plan was, right? I mean, you call these people in, this person in to help you. Once you start getting what you paid for, then the human need for recognition kicks in, and well, that's great, but I mean, and they're not doing this consciously, right? They're not sitting up in bed saying, well, I need to see myself in this. No, that's not what's happening. But there's this need in the back of our heads. It goes all the way back to probably when we were kids of, well, I want to be important too. I want to see myself in this success. It wasn't enough just to make money. You know, this business owner had to, you know, put his face on the cover of the web pages. And finally, I just had to tell him, hey, it's not about you. Nobody cares about you. They want to get their carpets cleaned. That's it. get out of the way of what they need. And it didn't matter how nicely or bluntly I would put that message. Ultimately, the business relationship ended because he wanted to hire someone that would, you know, kind of stroke the ego a little bit more, or maybe a lot of bit more. I don't know. And it's funny because I had him top five for all kinds of search phrases, you know, carpet cleaning service, carpet cleaning near me, best carpet cleaners in this part of town, that kind of thing. And within a year, he had lost every single one of those rankings. His family and his face were plastered all over the website. And I don't have the results of or the statistics to look at, but I can't imagine that they were doing more business as a result of these changes. And it was a real shame. So he ended up being the biggest threat, the biggest detriment to his business, simply because he couldn't get out of his own way. And that's it was a cautionary tale for me. And I pass along to anyone who's willing to listen. Hey, if you got something good going, get out of your own way. So what are some of the things you can do to get around this if you recognize this tendency within yourself? Because I think, quite frankly, all of us do on some level. Well, one of the things that I recommend is being really super honest with yourself and taking a look at the recommendations you are getting and the not so much pushback or the questions or recommendations you are also giving, and asking yourself this question: does this have to do with the business? Or does this have to do with me? Obviously, if it has to do with the latter, we should recheck the recommendation or the request we're making and really make a determination. Is this really important? Or, you know, is this something I need because I need to feel important? Check your ego at the door and really ask yourself that question. Hey, am I doing what's right for me and my ego, or am I doing what's right for my business? Second, and this one is even more important than the first. Business owners tend to make it difficult for people to actually get what they want. I'll give you an example. Have you ever been on a website and it had everything you needed? You know, you did a search, maybe even searching for, you know, 15, 20 minutes, maybe an hour, maybe days, and you finally find a site that has what you want. And you're like, oh, thank God, here it is. Here's the solution. The next step is, you know, reach out to them, pull out your credit card, whatever. You're looking for the pay now button or the contact us button or a phone number, and it's not there. I mean, we've all been there, right? And you're like, are you serious? I just spent all this time looking for a solution. I find the solution and I actually can't get in touch with you. Are you joking? It happens all the time. And I have these rules of business, and I'm actually writing a book that encompasses all the rules that I follow. And the number one rule of business is don't make it difficult for people to give you their money. We see this so commonly. Have you ever been to a business and you said, hey, you know, I want to buy, and you pull out your wallet and you pull out your debit card and they're like, oh, I'm sorry, this is a cash only business. Oh, well, that's great, but this is, you know, the 21st century, and not everyone carries as much cash as we used to. So you put your wallet away and you're like, yeah, I'll be back. But you know, you're not going to be back. You'll just find whatever they were selling somewhere else, right? Happens all the time. What happened? They made it difficult for, you know, that business owner made it difficult to actually get what they wanted, which was the customer's money. And this takes a variety of forms. Some business owners, well, we don't take American Express. Well, you made it difficult for someone to give you money. Our webpage isn't set up to actually take payments, but if you call in, we could take your payment over the phone. Well, you're making it more difficult for people to actually give you their money. So my number one rule of business is don't make it difficult for people to give you their money. Get out of the way. Stop being Cobra. And the second part of this is very similar to the first, which is don't make it difficult for people to get what they want from you. Example, have you ever gone to a store and they've got every size and something, a shirt, pair of pants, whatever, except yours? You sigh and you walk out and you think, well, maybe I'll check Amazon or some other store down the street and maybe they'll have it, right? Well, that business owner made it difficult for you to get what you wanted from them, and it resulted in a loss of sale. It happens all the time, and it has a lot of different manifestations. How many times have you ever called a business because you wanted to get a quote or schedule an appointment for whatever their service was, and they didn't pick up the phone? That person is making it difficult for you to get what you want from them, right? So what is something we can do to actually address these particular issues? Well, what I typically recommend to my clients is something we used to say back in the day: walk through your business's front door instead of the back from time to time, because your customers walk through the front door, right? And that's how they engage with you. And a lot of times walking through the back door into the business is a lot different experience than walking through the front door. So in a digital world, what does that look like? Well, instead of going through the admin portal or whatever you use to manage your website, try doing a Google search and find your business and see what that customer experience is like. Actually buy something from yourself. I mean, you're going to get the money anyway, less any kind of transaction fees, and see what that experience is like. Are you making it super simple for your customer to get what they want from you, to find what they actually need? Is it taking more than two or three clicks to actually process the transaction? Is there a way to actually cut that transaction processing time down? If you could actually make things easier for your customer, you're going to find your bottom line going in the right direction. I think you understand what I'm trying to say, right? A lot of times, a lot of these systems that are broken, a lot of these barriers that we're putting up in front of our customers are of our own doing. And with a little bit of imagination and a little bit of attention to detail, we can actually improve our businesses without spending a dime, just by improving our processes. So remember, you are only human. You're a human being running a business, doing the best you can. If you find yourself in a position where you hear some of these topics we're talking about and you're saying, wow, you know what? I think that's me. Do yourself a favor. Don't take it personal. You know, you're only human. You're looking to improve just like the rest of us. You're running a business. There's no manual on how to do it successfully. And just the fact that you're seeking a self-improvement means that you're going to be in a lot better place a year from now than where you are today. And that's something that's very positive, right? Hey, that's all the time I have for today. I try and keep these podcasts short, digestible, so you can get something good out of it and move on with your day. If you like what you hear and you're actually interested in some of the processes that we use to generate revenue and get our clients the business that they need, hit us up at trygoldmine.com. I'm sure whatever business you're in, we've helped someone very similar to yours, and we can use processes that have already been tried and true to get you the kind of success that you're looking for. That's all the time we have for today's episode. Thanks for tuning in. So now you know, and knowing is half the battle. This is Dante Ormsby for Goldmine Radio.